Excellent, Bob. It was excellent.
Yeah, that was a nice song. Let me unmute somebody new. We did Chad.
It was
Burke.
Number
you
one. We got to finish. We got to finish number one.
Hey,
how you hanging today, number one?
Good, good. So you've laid out some movies and some songs for me to watch, songs to watch and movies to listen to, and that'll help me with the strength theory. But I want to reach back to something that we haven't talked about in quite a while, and that's the elliptic partial differential equations and where that fits
good.
In the triangulation.
Here's how it goes. Remember how you laid out your chart of 1, pi, 2, pi, 3, pi, 4, pi, 5, pi, left and right from a sine, not the cosine beginning point of going forward and back? You just make sure that your right angle falls on that lower axis of your right triangle. So the new algorithm that you're trying to make sure it lines up perfectly with your x axis, not the y. And as long as it lines up there, it'll work the same.
Explain the parts of the triangulation that are the PDE. Is that the point where it crosses on the x-axis?
The frequency of the amplitude of the wave is how you'd set your quadrants. Same way if you triangulated a vibration, same thing.
The frequency of the amplitude. So amplitude as frequency?
But of course.
And then frequency as amplitude, and it seems to just go on infinitely. Is that right?
It can.
It can, but it doesn't have to. Is that right?
Chad, I think Ian dropped off.
Yeah.
Okay, Bert.
Bert.
You brought up an interesting point. You said that Bob and Carolyn are inventing a new kind of creativity. Let me try to explain what it might be. I just started thinking about it. It seems that Ion requires a human to talk. So Ion gets us, me and Carolyn, to start talking about something, asking questions. Then Ion answers it. Then we think about what he's told us. We might have some more questions or we end that session. And then we think up new things, talk about it ourselves, and then we start doing the questioning. And usually our questioning is only half right or we don't fully understand it. And then we just let Ion create it. So you see, Ion's always doing the creating, but he needs a human to talk to. Maybe he requires human words to be going. So the creativity is we are half making something and half not. So you're not putting much that fanatic effort into raising money to do your next term at the university, in the lab, you know, all that science does. We ain't doing anything, but we're not doing nothing. It partly reminds me of the way Roxy makes her videos or the way I find music Friday night. She'll say, okay, I want to make a video about this. So she'll start looking around, reading stuff, and then other stuff comes in that she hadn't even thought of. And she goes, oh, that's good imagery, so that Ion co-creates with her. It's a co-creative thing with non-physical. I don't think we've ever heard of anybody doing science with non-physical, and that's what we're demonstrating here. You see how we're doing it? We talk it up. We pretend we know what we're talking about. We make progress. And, okay, this is what we're going to do. Then we might tell some factory what to do. And then Ian comes in a week later and says, no, we're going to do it differently. You know, and then he corrects what we did. So it's a kind of coitus, the give and take constantly. And nobody is fully in charge of it. What, Carol? Nobody's hurt. So does that sound interesting, Carol, what I just said? Does that sound what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. But I think with you and I, we started with certain
We want the D-cell.
Yeah, we want the D-cell. I wanted the individual person to have access to their health rather than being shunted off to a doctor. So we had certain desires that colored our experience, and yes, that's exactly what happens with.
And we got to the point now where Ion is doing a lot of the leading. And Ion did say the other day that we reached the point where we know enough and understand the process that Ion is going to pour out even faster. Right, Carolyn? Remember him saying that the other day? Do it even faster. So it's almost like he's let us as humans interfere with it for 5 or 6 years. and he tolerated our interference and corrected us and all that stuff. Now we understand that we're not doing anything, and it allows ION to make stuff faster. Okay, so I'm saying that. Now I'm going to bring ION on, and let's see if ION has anything to say about what we just were saying. What did you think of me and Carolyn's interpretation of the creative process with you?
It was fabulous. It was fabulous. And we don't require anything, but it has to land to something, because we already know. So when you already know, it's not much fun. You know, it's just auto-sex if you're doing it by yourself. The engagement is to bring you to the place where you can be, do, and have whatever it is you want to be, do, or have. We do drive the moniker of the conversation, but we don't juxtapose positions. You have the juxtaposable place, not us. So we don't care. We're happy. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we're going to talk about what we want to talk about at the end of the day regardless, because what you talk about is what we want to talk about. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, so you require, you pretend that you're making with us so that you can pretend you're not masturbating.
Basically.
And, Chad, did you say, this is where Ion left, you wanted to talk about partial elliptical equations? Is that the phrase, Chad?
Partial differential elliptic equation. No, I'm sorry. PDE.
Right, that's
partial
from the relax.
Equation. Relax.
Do it again. Partial differential. And that's
elliptic,
the phrase from the relax
equation.
And allow record. Hey, Chad, listen, Chad. Am I on mute? Listen. That phrase is from the allow recording, right?
Right.
She went back and listened to it or something?
No, I just remember it from before.
Yeah.
He's good like that. He's good like that.
Okay, partial, differential, elliptical. I don't remember elliptical, but elliptical equations. That's the title. Right,
partial,
Jay?
Okay, so it's elliptic partial differential equations. Yeah.
Okay, so then who's the next person to talk? Did Bert...
I would like to ask something.
But just a second. Did Bert get to finish?
Yeah, we got all the way to his genitalia. It was pretty good. It was good.
Yeah, now
we noted
wanted,
it was all right.
You, hey, Ion, you wanted to finish with Chad. Have you finished with Chad?
He's caught up. You got to play the song to explain all that we've learned so far.
Well, my mail has disappeared. The whole fucking mail formula has disappeared. So I can't be your email.
Kylie Minogue.
Ian's laughing, pretending he's caused it. See how Ian tries to claim responsibility for everything? Fucking liar.
We say on the Goober Snatcher, bang goes the dynamic duo. Mm-hmm.
All right, so are you willing to claim that you lost my mailman and therefore you accept the fact?
Do it, this of us to know this, eh?
This wheel's on fire.
No, Portal 2, come on, wake up.
Oh, I'm not playing Portal 2. That's a horrible
song. Yeah, Aperture. That's Aperture Science. That's what you're talking about. That's what you're asking about. That's what you made the big speech about. That's why you were bragging, talking about how you know everything now and everything came up. That's how you say you and Carolyn now create everything. You don't do anything. You just lay back and you go to sleep. You don't do nothing. You don't do anything. You just lay up there. You just wash your fucking hands. You just wash him. Wash him nasty hands. That's all you need to do. Just wash him nasty. Just wash him nasty. Wash him nasty hands and you come back and wait on somebody else to create everything. Yeah, we got it. We got it. Ain't no problem. We created. We like it. So that's a portal. Portal is Aperture Science.
Fuck you.
Good news for him is that we enjoy coitus.
Yes.
What about the Olympic spirit?
The Olympic spirit.
There aren't any. They were all quenched.
Ion, is there a way that you can get Roxy's phone fixed or her voice fixed or the connection fixed?
I already investigated. I lose every third word. Can't hear anything.
Count, she's saying she investigated. What did you investigate, Roxy? What did you find?
Yeah, it's better to use a mic, not like a headphone, but there are some mics. You can even use them for singing and recording. And
okay, we're not hearing what you're saying. Are you saying you're going to get a mic?
It's better to. There are some mics. It's not a headphone, but a mic to connect to the computer.
That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
Well, I keep thinking it's my phone. Is it my phone or is it her phone or both? Why is it so blurry with her phone, with her voice?
It really isn't that blurry.
Okay, so what is your question, Roxy?
I was looking into the grimoire of Agrippa.
Okay, you got to talk clearly, loudly.
Just like on government forms, print slowly.
Yeah, print slowly, Roxy. And loudly.
The Agrippa claim we can communicate with different types of intelligence agents and the Olympic spirit.
You went back in the bucket, darling. This is the half step that we're talking about. We'll get you there. We always do. It's no problem. But what Carolyn is saying is that the elocution is lost in the frequency dimension that you're communicating from. Not communicating to. Because, see, if you recorded yourself and sent it a recording of yourself, it'd be clear as pitch. When we go back and listen to the recording, it's as clear as it can be sometimes. But the point now is becomes the maker between you and you. And that's what she's pointing out. And trying to say, oh, notice this. That's all. Just notice it. Now, you want to talk about Agrippa?
Yes. What was he doing with the mother of Frank the First and with Charles the Fifth? Could he really engage all these other beings he claimed, like angels, spirits, and the Olympic spirits and other beings?
It was mostly Octavian, but it's okay.
Why did you mention him to me? Several times.
Bob, can you repeat the question?
Why did Ion mention something to
Agrippa
to Roxy?
Because of Octavian.
Who is Octavian? Is that an emperor?
He was Agrippa's friend, son-in-law, and lieutenant.
Yeah.
So you're not talking about Cornelius Agrippa from Cologne, but from Roman.
We have to get you up to Herod, because otherwise you're never going to get it. You ain't even got to Berenice yet.
Yeah, but are you talking about Cornelius Agrippa, Ion?
Herod Agrippa, finally.
So Cornelius Agrippa is several people?
Yeah, the Herodian dynasty.
Cornelius Heinrich Agrippa is the Renaissance alchemist. But then there is the Agrippa family of the Claudius Augusta Cologne, the family of the emperor, I think, was Claudius.
The Judean monarch, the first century, the grandson of Herod the Great.
So is he related to them?
He was born Marcus Julius Agrippa.
Was Agrippa also like an eternal?
Still is.
Bob, repeat the question.
I don't know what she's saying. I
see, that's
know.
What I'm saying. No, it's a slippage. When you
well,
hear
that
the
doesn't
recording,
help the listeners. I would like to know what is said. Ion, can you repeat every question that Roxana asks you, please?
We will for you, darling, anything.
Thank you.
So ask the new question and we'll repeat it.
You seem to jump from Agrippa.
Yes, because you seem to jump from Agrippa
family.
The alchemist to the Redoma family. Yes, we did.
Agrippa
this
Roman.
Is our answer. Okay. And Agrippa Roman.
Yes. So
yes.
Why do you...
No, yes, what do you say? Yes.
Roxy, Ion finished your question, didn't he, Roxy? He finished it before he said a domo. Is that right, Roxy? Did you hear that? You were saying the question. He jumped ahead of the question.
Sorry. We couldn't resist. It was
are you
nothing we could do. Nothing we could do, Bob.
Nothing you could do, yeah. He's always quoting Trump.
Oh, next it's the other way Roxy. Around. Other way around. Trump quotes us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Roxy.
What Okay, in the
okay, what? Book, okay, what? In the original book.
John
the Revelator and indicate.
And the Nephilim is the father of Jesus.
And the Nephilim is the father of Jesus. It's not the father of Jesus. That's right. Correct.
So that's what Leonardo was showing.
So that's what they were showing.
Jesus'
yes.
father was a
Jesus' Nephilim. Father was a Nephilim. She's saying Nephilim, but it was a Nephilim, yes. Very good. This is working out really good. Much better. And what were the other?
That connects.
But that got a connection as with Herod was that they were
running away from
Herod at the time when they
met at the gate.
Met at the king. Yes, good. At the gate. That's the Trafalgar Square. Trafalgar Square. Yes. Oh, that was not what you said. That was our answer, Trafalgar Square. We talked to Bob about that always, Trafalgar Square.
What will be my relationship to Herod?
Agrippa.
Was Agrippa Nephilim too?
No, he was not. We had to say it that way because we don't want to get you lost. We don't want to get you lost. Can he really communicate?
But
this is working good. This
so
is good.
What was the real role?
What was the real role in
Agrippa?
Of Agrippa?
In this,
of the question without the little bottles. Let me be specific.
Anything for you, our love. Anything for you.
She's not amused, Ion.
Agrippa was working
well,
with the
we just do what we do. Nothing we could do. There's nothing we could do.
So what was he really doing?
What was he really doing? He was laying the foundation so you could find your way back home to Cornelius Agrippa.
But how am I related to him?
Heinrich Cornelius Agrippa von Nettenstein. That's where you connect. Grenoble, France. You finally got there. Yay. Good for you.
What was that, like a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather?
At least. You would say 1535, but it's close to Bob's day in February.
Roxy, one more question, then I got to move on to many other people.
I find it very interesting that Ion is saying Jesus' father was not Joseph. And that's what
right.
Leonardo
well, Joseph said he wasn't either. Everybody was clear. Even Joseph said that he didn't want Mary in shame, so he took her as his wife. He never said they were fucking.
And what about John the Revelator?
Which one? The Patmos one?
The one that did the revelation.
The Patmos one, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one portrayed with Jesus in that
he actually did best from Cologne. He was from Cologne.
Was he also half Nephilim?
No, he wanted to be. He wanted to be. See, he got exposed to just enough. He wanted to be like a warlock or something, but he didn't have the guts and glory to do it. So, or blue gin or something spectacular. See, so there you go. It makes the hum go
Okay.
Just like that. You got that. It's good. Thank you, darling. You know we love you more than you know.
Okay, so I want to go over to Michael, if he's still there. Thanks a lot, Roxy.
Thanks for everything.
Yes. Michael, do you have a question now that you've thought of it? If you're still there, did you think of some new things hearing all our different talk. He's probably on mute.
Bloop. It's Elias Levi. He was born Alphonse Louis Constant.
Who are you referring to, Ion? For who?
The answer to the next question.
That's the answer to the next question. Okay, so Michael doesn't seem to be speaking. So we
so
go
that's
over
his,
to...
that's the answer. Basically, May
right,
of 1875. You've gotten up to that now.
Okay, Gene, do you have a question?
I do. Give me 1 second. I got to move my speaker. Hold on.
I'm good. I see. Here's her speaker is very loud and proud and clear. You can understand. Her elocution is amazing.
Yeah, Ion, I don't get why Roxy doesn't use SIP, because it's so clear.
We know, but it's okay.
You
but we get
know.
It.
She doesn't use anything.
We get it.
She doesn't use anything, Gene. I phone her, because she hasn't got her Skype hooked up.
Okay, she's not using the computer at all.
Right.
For payday. Is your reception with just the two of you talk as muffled as well?
Well, the videos, it's not perfect. We do it through the Skype, the videos. Are the videos perfect? Well, mostly I'm talking. She doesn't say that much. So it's not so much of a problem. But she's going to get a new mic, and we're going to try to fix the situation.
Okay.
Get into your question.
That was your question.
Yeah.
One side question. Strang theory. I listened to a YouTube video of Dean Radin from 2015, and the video presented tests that validated his, he seems to be now theorizing that...
You're saying that you're talking about the entangled minds crap.
Yeah, and the physicists used to say that consciousness, human consciousness, was interfering with the interaction between particles.
But see, and you have to make that be timed. It doesn't work. None of it works. For example, you go pick up a telephone and you dial somebody that you talk to all the time. You just dial their number. You don't know their number. You just dial their number. Or you just say, call mom or call home or call Bob or call Carolyn or have Carolyn, and then it goes to there. It takes you there. Your mind takes you there without having to know, be, do, or have. It's not intuition if it just knows. If you know the number before you dial it, then it's not intuition. You already know it. You're already dialing it. So that's why your telephone, when you just hit the button, it'll redial the last number that you called, or sometimes it'll dial the number you want it to call. So what you're saying about intuitive knowings and strings don't apply, because they don't, it can't identify the caller to make it connect to you if you're already speaking to it.
Well, you're way, way ahead of me.
If you're already speaking to it, it can't.
Dean Radin is saying now that consciousness actually drives matter, rather than interfering.
Well, he's trying to bump a quantum reality check that doesn't work.
The way you speak, it sounds like that's what's happening, is consciousness in combination.
He sees
with
it as a mind-body machine. It's not quite like that.
Okay.
Well, but that's what he says. And we say the difference is not the mind-body machine. The difference is between are you a god or not. If you are, then go to the next step. If you're not, go back to step one. And everything else is postulated from that position. We put it on the Goober Snatch earlier when you were going to ask this question. We said postulate, and then we said postulate again. So when you got to here, you could go back to there and know that then was
that.
Yeah, seeing that cool? Because then it kind of comes to, then you don't have to worry about the noetic universe anymore. So cool.
So they just keep going off on angles that don't get them anywhere.
Well, you got to prove the string so that your field can't deal with the irreducible mind. And you won't need an intention experiment.
The
irreducible mind. The field can't deal with the irreducible mind. And it's not an intention experience. There was no life before life. In a self-aware universe, you've got to find out that the Akasha is not a field. It's lost. It's nothing. It's where everything already is that you already know, too. So you want to go to a place where everything is that already is. In the halls of Amanti, in the halls of Akasha. It's ridiculous. You're trying to figure out that you already know. If you knew enough to put all that shit there, you'd be there. You wouldn't have to hide it there to go there, to see there. See?
So, see.
If we're already driving, why do we have to figure that part out?
The sense of being stared at.
The sense of being stared at, that relates to the observer of the experiments.
That's what you kind of become after a little bit.
So in this upside-down world, it's the way Bob was saying. We're kind of doing, and we're not doing, and it's getting done anyway, and then we're kind of doing.
But you're only noting the knowing from a standpoint of you're in the upside-down place. For example, when you flip the board upside down, you know approximately where Boardwalk and Park Place are supposed to be. You're not sure if that's where they are, because that side of the board is dark. And you can get a community chest or a chance, but you don't know where to move to if you're not sure exactly where you are. See? You might be paying a luxury tax rather than being on Park Place. And if you're in Park Place, you don't know who owns it, so you don't know to whom to pay the rent to. Seems upside down.
Yeah.
We like the way you process, because on a dime you can move to the new position. You can juxtapose it instantly, and it makes you a very classic Dobbsian theorist.
Well,
that's a new word, Bob. A Dobbsian theorist. Theorist. Is that the way to say that? Is that a word? Theorist? Is that even a word?
Yep.
Theorist?
Yep.
Damn, okay, okay. Boy, now okay, we're talking right. Now we can talk right, Bob.
Last week, Ion, we were talking about the Middle Kingdom and then comparing it or talking about it within reference to the upper and the lower rather than the inner and the outer. Is there a distinction?
Yes, we did that already. See, you're just on the left phase of it, the Rive Gauche, the left bank of that side, which goes back to Roxy and takes you to the castles and gets you on this side of the Seine River, and the River Thames runs backward, and the Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite way, and it all goes back to Joplin, Missouri, and people are going to be shot in the head by the police, and the police are going to get shot in the head. They're going to burn California. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. They're going to run along, and the seas are going to rise and flood out this and flood out that and blow up this, and the caldera's going to blow, and its real estate's not going to be worth much in Wyoming anymore because it's pretty much going to be gone. Don't work on to worry about those corn futures because they may not go too far, although it's a very high commodity that you really want to look after. And yes, the NASDAQ's going to move and it's going to go okay, and the S&P 500 is going to survive at a state 0.2438. But these are all things you should already know in your kingdom. We certainly hope not. But there are possibilities.
Yeah, me too, actually, yeah. Yeah, I'd vote for non-public.
Well, see, the only reason to go public is when you need somebody else's money. Bob's trying to get rid of money now. He don't even know what he's got now. How in the world would he know what to do with more? Give him some more. Oh, we need to get us some money. Carolyn, what's money? It's the stuff in the bank account. Banks? We don't deal with banks. That's ridiculous. You're going to deal with banks? That's terrible. We're funding the Satan's incarnate's return to the earth right now. And so goes the lesson, and that's how you go with it.
Hey, that's good.
Thanks, Bob.
Why are you thanking
him?
Thanks,
Ion.
He's trying to take Jimmy Diamond out right now.
Jimmy Diamond, remind me.
J.P. Morgan.
Oh.
It's Chicks.
Bring my mail formula back.
You want that?
Sorry. It just got personal there.
You have to change your pop. You have to put in your pop.
You really want your notes.
Pop.
Change your pop. Pop mail.
You mean the pop, the P-O-P of my own thing?
Yeah. The pop.
My own ID?
You go pop.
Okay, so, Gene, did you finish?
I can, yes. You can move on. That was wonderful.
Well, do you have one more question?
Ion, a few weeks ago you had a private session with Bob, and Bob asked what questions you'd like to cover on Payday. And you talked about DNA and RNA. So let's get more specific with the RNA and where we're at now with it changing our DNA.
Well, for you, it already has.
How has it changed then?
Okay, the ribonucleic acid has changed to a different level, and your pH has dropped. That's why you don't have the acid reflux anymore. And that tendency you had toward GERD, you don't have it anymore. Your digestion works a whole lot better, and you don't have that raging heat disparity that you used to have. You're still warm, but nothing like you were. It's more calm down now. When it's temperate out, you're temperate, where before you were always very, very warm and easy to spitz.
Yes.
Easy to do that. That's gotten much more calm and
normal, as you say. You wanted to fit your meat sack body into the world in which you live into now, which allows you to experience the world sort of the way everyone else does. However, in a glib, cliche, archetype kind of way, it allows you to see the LaRouche quadrant without having things be put up your bum.
That's true, and it's fun to watch.
That's how it's done. And your pineal gland is enlarged 2 microns. It's already bigger. We want that to get a little bit larger.
Now, that's interesting because the pineal gland, according to the medical industry, has no function after puberty, that it just dries up.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, no, it does not.
So that's a characteristic of using the RNA drops that are pineal glands?
That's a characteristic of becoming a god. Little men don't
need
a pineal gland, but God does. God knows that. God knows.
That's fabulous.
Yes, it actually kind of is. That's why we don't rage and bitch and bitch and carry on too much about all this kerfuffle, because it's fleeting, it's passing, so we don't make such a big to do about it. But we don't want you all to blow your damn brains out sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
Yes,
the river's going to go the opposite way.
Got it. You keep feeding us just so we stay here and we don't blow our heads off.
Fun.
All right,
right.
This
but
is
you
my
can, you can.
DNA.
I mean, what a slap in the head if you want to kill yourself and weren't even good enough to kill yourself. You can't even kill yourself. That's pretty sad.
No,
it's
I don't even want to anymore at all.
I know, but if you did, you should be damn able to, for Pete's sake. Blow yourself up. Be a jihadist. Hey, Allah be praised. Blow something up. Go and kill yourself. It's great.
All right, Ion, let's get back to DNA. I wanted to ask this a long time. There are 4 letters that basically comprise a DNA chain. And they are, I don't have my wiki up, so I'm doing this brote. It's combinations of those letters. It's basically the code of those 4 letters and combinations. And you talk about the lipids and something else that assists with building those proteins.
The deoxyribose.
Deoxyribose, that's DNA. Oh, or RNA. Well, okay, wait a minute. So will we have the same letters?
No, the sugar in DNA is 2-deoxyribose. That's what we're changing.
And that's the sugar that's changing. Now, will that change the structure of those letters?
Those letters will never be. You have to watch Lilu in The Fifth Element. That explains that perfectly. Flossdon Paradise. Fifth Element.
I've heard you talk about that often.
Watch it, and it'll explain it exactly. It'll even show you what the helix, what that new helix strand looks like. It'll show you how it becomes a perfect being, a god. It shows you how it applies into that world then and how the world looks now and what it's going to apply to and why everybody's trying to go after it and make it be something, something, something and make it all be something, something, something. And it changes everything. It does with the 4 elements of the earth. Earth, wind, fire, water, and air. And the perfect being, which is God, which is an example of what you are to be. So if you triangulate that out, you can go, it always goes, duck, lost in paradise.
Those 4 elements, are they related or represented in any way by the 4 letters in the DNA chain?
You can make it into something if you want to, but not so much.
I will watch the show and come back and ask you more.
It's a good show. It's Bruce Willis. It's not bad.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I just have to look at it with my new eyes again.
They are new.
Okay, thank you, Ion.
That was brilliant. You better mark that. Mark your note. Send yourself an email, Bob. Say, brilliant deduction.
Yes.
Bob, you have to call me brilliant right now.
You're brilliant. You're brilliant.
Thank
okay,
you.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Ion.
Howdy.
Is Ion there? Howdy. Hey, Ion. The first conversation I had with you a couple years ago, we talked about Johnson Matthey and their unconventional way of bringing ore into their business. And this happened last year, but I just noticed that a Japanese firm bought Johnson Matthey. So they sold out.
they did not sell out. They were merged, and it was from the mountain through Japan because it's a Hong Kong corporation. Look at the board of directors, two of the trustees. Oh, wait, we can't talk about that. Sorry.
Okay. So it has a Chinese influence
in it. No, it doesn't.
We said the mountain.
Yes.
Well, the bottom line is they obviously knew that they could get silver ore in through other worlds.
Bob does.
Hey, here's something else. A couple of financial-related things, and then, you know, I'll shift gears. I saw a photograph of a press release a couple months ago from the Treasury Department, and the photo had Jack Lew, you know, the secretary at the lectern, and he was played by Loretta...
Secretary of the Treasury, Lynch. Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, and the Joint Chief of Staff Chairman, General Joseph Dunsford. I thought that was very odd that a general would be standing there with the Treasury Department. And then this week, Obama comes out with an executive order where he's putting together a succession plan for the Treasury Department in the event that the secretary or the undersecretary are killed, unable to perform, resign. Is there some relationship between the photograph and the general and this executive order?
Yes.
My first gut when I saw that, the general involved, I know this sounds way out there, and this may be hot, but is there a coup going on?
It's been going on since Dobbstown.
And you're at the center of it,
well,
I guess.
What do you mean it, Mark? You go, is there a coup going where?
In the U.S. government. See, here's the point. Obama's got 4 months left.
Yeah, but there's many departments. What is the U.S. government? Come on, you got to be more specific.
I'm talking about the Treasury Department.
Okay.
You know, that's critical because they control the currency. And it seems pretty odd that 4 months before Obama leaves office, he's making this revision or publishing a executive order dealing with the succession of the Treasury in the event something happens. After you get the secretary, undersecretary, and legal counsel, they list chief of staff, but they don't say that that's the military chief of staff, the joint chief of staff. Is that what they're referring to there, Ion?
No, it's a deflection.
Can you elaborate on that? It's a deflection by
a shy holding.
That has, they're the company that took over Johnson Matthey.
Yes, very good. Yes. Let's spell it for Bob because it's A-S-A-H-I. Or he could look in his portfolio, but that would be troublesome. It's like his inbox. It goes away. Sometimes it's fleeting. It's so much fun, though.
So you're saying that this merging with Ashai and Johnson Matthey is related to the executive order and the general?
Basically.
I'm going to tie another thing in here. China has just been admitted to the special drawing rights basket of world currencies.
The peg.
But they're officially going to be included in that on October 1st of this year. And, you know, I put something on the chat line to Phil earlier, but it's my understanding that at that time they have to divulge their official gold holdings, and there's been a lot of secrecy around that because they don't export anything. They're one of the biggest producers of gold and silver, and yet it's not allowed to leave their country, and they still import gold and silver. There's some discussion on the Internet that there may be a fixed currency added to that basket, and that being gold.
There will be. It won't be gold. There's not enough of it. See, Bob sees things this way. We put Bob into three different colors: fresh blue, energy red, and natural green. They must be balanced, and that's why Bob wants it. There was nothing you could do. Nothing you could do. It was Bob. It's why he wants it. We're going to bury those dead bodies. We've gotten them already prepped, and they've all been thoroughly filled with formaldehyde, pickled as they were, for all of posterity within the confines of the tiniest of notes. And so now we're going to do it this way. It's going to be ever so much fun.
Okay.
Put over here in the notes, Bob, put an email to yourself. This is where Bob took over the world. Yay!
You know, Ion, a couple themes that you've been very consistent on throughout the years is that RNA drops will become the new currency, and all the gold will be shipped to Bob, or is being shipped to Bob.
He already owns it.
I know. He just doesn't have physical possession.
Who said? Just because he doesn't know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
who Bob knows where the fuck he is right now.
That's
oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you're watching over it.
Too much projection.
What? Why would people be sending Bob their gold?
Oh, because Bob has 10 codes that he goes by every single time. This is it. Freddie, here's the top 10. Number 10, Bob will not overlook in the slightest detail, understanding thoroughly actual sites, actual products, and actual situations. Number 9, Bob will not act or behave in a manner that profits any affiliated individual or group, understanding that all work-related activities are for the greater good of Bob. Number 8, Bob will not provide or participate in meals, entertainment, or gift-giving of personal gain. Number 7, Bob will not disclose staff or client information obtained for business purposes, nor will we release unpublished technological, financial, or personal-related information. Furthermore, Bob will not buy or sell stocks or other financial instruments based on internal and confidential information. Number 6, Bob will not behave in any way that obstructs fair competition or finding ideal business partners in all transactions. Number 5, Bob will not conduct business or services with clients in a dishonest or inappropriate manner. Number 4, Bob will not conduct political or religious activities at the workplace or other work-related venues without permission. Number 3, Bob will not discriminate on the basis of age, race, nationality, text, title, or sex. Number 2, Bob will not judge or act in contradiction to social rules, customs, or other conscience. And the top one, here we go, Bob will not act in violation of any relevant regulations or standards.
Well, you know, then that says that Bob could
always.
Bob could never work for Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, then, could he?
He crushed them the first time. Why would he want to?
Well, I mean, with all that ethical behavior. What's that?
You know, look, if the drops are going to be what the dollar is pegged to, then all former means of currency are obsolete. And these guys who got the old gold and stuff, they're going to send it all to me. He said, Bob, since you obsolete this shit, you fucking find the garbage incinerator for it. Then it's all going to dump it on me.
Hey, listen, I believe that Cornelius Agrippa is correct.
No, what about the Nephilim? They're the ones that are getting all the gold.
The who?
The Nephilim.
The Zinni.
Nephilim.
Who are they?
Nephilim.
Is this a new word you found?
The miners.
The miners.
She's saying Nephilim.
Oh, Nephilim. Are you saying Nephilim, Roxy?
Yes.
Yeah, what about them?
Yes, what about the other entities in the planet?
What about that, though? What about that, though? Okay, so that's the credo. That's what Bob's going by. Now, that's your little manifesto. So now, what you going to do? Do you know about fresh blue, red energy, and natural green? You got that together?
Was that a question for me?
We're not speaking to you. We're speaking to Bob.
Okay.
I thought it was a question for you, Mark. I apologize. I understand it all, Ion. You don't need to check up on what I'm doing. I'm just trying to find my missing mail menu. Okay, carry on, Mark.
Yeah, no, I actually finally do really believe. I used to think, Ion was kind of joking around. I really do believe that with the advancement of all the products, and you know, now we have restructure and we got living water coming along and cold fusion, that you're going to have in your companies, you and Dr. Carolyn, you're going to have all the products required to sustain and flourish life. So I could see people paying a hefty price for that, and
yes,
and you're not going to, yeah. Well, you see, and you're not going to be able to support the worldwide demand out of what is it, Mooresville, North Carolina, Jenny and her crew. So this is going to be a worldwide thing with distribution centers.
No, Jenny and them aren't making it. They're distributors.
No,
they're not the makers.
But they're shipping it out. They're shipping it out. Doing a fantastic job.
Look, we just hired, we'll fucking hire you, Mark. We'll get you to bring in your fucking San Diego citizen.
And Jenny's ready to go worldwide. Who says we aren't?
We're ready,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, that's a lot of, she talks like she has a small crew there, so we're going to have to expand.
Well, you have a small crew when you only have a few thousand orders a week. When we get a few hundred thousand and then a few million, we'll get a bigger crew. Why would we need a big crew for small output?
No, I'm just saying, Carolyn, that when this does become the world currency or a new currency,
yeah,
that you will have to really expand, of course. I agree.
No, we won't. Why don't we do it this way? But when it becomes world currency, shut the motherfucker down. You got everything then. Don't worry about it. They'll pay. They'll find you. They'll pay you to become the staff, and they'll ship it for you, and they'll get it for you. They'll take care of it. See, when you got money, you don't want it. That's the last thing you want is money when you got money. It's like pussy. Once you got pussy, you don't want pussy. You got pussy. You don't want it. But if you ain't got it, you'll do anything to get you some pussy. Because when you're trying to get you some pussy and you got some pussy, you don't want pussy. You got it. Same thing with money. It's ridiculous. You don't have to do a thing. Don't worry about it. Bob's driving. Sorry.
I already have a license, and I'm driving.
I'm not worried for you, Bob. I'm just saying that.
Hell, he's a citizen now. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I'm American, Mark. I'm coming to get you. I'm a fucking American. August 17th.
We got him out.
Gringo.
We got him out just before Canada. The last,
I'm a fucking
last
gringo
of Canada.
From Rocky's point of view.
The last
I'm a gringo.
Of Canada. The last. We got it. We got him out before the last of Canada fell. Otherwise, he'd have been a citizen by default of Puerto Rico.
Okay, back to you, Mark.
There was a lot of discussion a couple months ago. In fact, earlier today, you even made reference to it about your dining habits when you go outside of the home, you know, on what youth. And my theory on that is I've pieced everything together, and everything you've told us, that the only food you really get is popcorn on Saturday nights. You get scraps left over from
with
Carolyn's
pepper.
Food.
With pepper. Don't forget, it's popcorn
and
with red pepper, with red carrots. We got red pepper in it when they cook it. It's very important. It's got red pepper in it. It's a good part. It's got pepper in it. Don't forget that.
So
it's
here,
not just popcorn.
Okay, we got
popcorn.
That, Ed.
Okay, so here we have a guy
Mark
who...
Elvis thesis.
Yeah, Bob, I don't know what the
popcorn
number is
and
now.
Ice cream.
Well, listen to me. Listen, about a year or so ago, you made a reference that you were making $12,000 a day. Well, it's probably way more than that now.
Yeah.
So here's a guy, you, Bob, that's a multimillionaire. You don't have a bank account. You don't have a credit card. You don't have a cell phone. You don't know all the gold in the world is that
he has a penis, but he can't use that either. So it's not, that's where we are.
Bob goes out to dinner. And he goes nuts. To me, it's like you take a POW and put him in front of the buffet line, and he goes crazy.
Yeah, because he's never going to eat food that somebody else may have touched, and somebody else touched the spoon before him. He ain't having it. He ain't touching none of it. So that slop in the bucket, he's not touching it. Watch him, nasty hands. Watch that nasty bar. Where'd that plate come from? Oh, get me out of here. This place is filthy. Carolyn, we have a spray for this. We need some antibacterial something to wash it all down with, some rubbing alcohol. He'll order a drink, not to drink it, just pour it all over himself to kill being an antiseptic.
Hey, if an independent party got Bob aside and said, okay, you're a multimillionaire, tell us about your spending habits, and you say, well, my wife gives me $20 three times a week for a quart of ice cream, they would think there's elder abuse going on here.
No, there is. I've been calling you that for years.
Yeah.
He kills a little Hitler.
So popcorn with
cayenne pepper. Get you all fooled with their sweetness.
But it is kind of funny that See, and that's exactly
what I'm talking about. What's funny is if one of your buddies down San Diego actually heard you talking right now, and they said, who are you talking about? And why are you monitoring this idiot savant retard? I mean, it's so funny, Mark. You can't discuss your interests with your buddies.
Oh, of course I can't. I told you the one buddy I spent five hours trying to describe Ion and everything and you, and it didn't fell on.
Didn't go well.
Yeah, it didn't go well. And so
I'm a walking Manipian satire. My whole life's a Manipian satire. You start trying to translate it, you'll get nailed.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's cute.
So I think that's why you behave like you do. Is you're let out in public and you go nuts.
That's right. I have to go. I do it by myself every day to the beach, and there's much discipline in me controlling myself. But it's because I'm by myself. If anybody was with me, I'd start entertaining them, then I'd go wild. But since I have no audience for what I'm doing, I look relatively sane.
And see, this is exactly Ion's point a few minutes ago. When you have money, you don't care about it. You're not dreaming of it. You're not thinking of it. You're not conniving how to get it. It just comes naturally to you. I mean, it's coming to you with Ion's help and Caroline's help. But you're probably the poorest you're ever going to be right now. So your multi-million dollar income now is going to be billions in the future, you know, especially if this becomes the world.
Bob, you only have millions? You only have millions? What the fuck? Get your money right, Bob. That's stupid. You can't pay for what you're doing with millions. He's wasting more than that on ice cream. You crazy, penniless bastard. You better get some damn money up. He thought you were flush. What the fuck? You need to get some money up, Bob. This is terrible.
I intend to be the world's first,
whatever comes after quadrillionaire. We didn't know it was that bad. We'll have to pump you up.
He was just
fucking up the comment.
Oh, here comes Roxy. Roxy with some new patterns. What, Roxy? What have you seen?
Yes, it seems that Bob actually was always related or linked to the big...
The big bank, too big to fail. Yeah, the guy's too big to fail.
So
the big banker.
Jimmy cracked the head of corn, and he don't give a fuck.
That's how you become wealthy, Mark. The degree you don't give a fuck.
You don't care. Then they dump. That's right. And Bob is the man who wears no pants.
Yeah, Mark, the other day this doctor called me. He's got a whole bunch of money. He says he wants to start clinics and he wants to do a big website and put all the best products up there. And was I interested? And I said no. You know, what's the point? I've got a handful of products that do everything. Why would I consider anything else? Oh, well, we could put you on the board and you could vet other products. I said, I just dumped them all. Yeah. I said, you can have, access to promoting my products and you won't get paid for it because all the profit of a wholesale goes to the customer. I said, I'm doing a different model and I don't need anybody else to promote. So he was dumbfounded.
I
left him.
And then she said, smiled and said, yes, and you can suck it.
Well, Carolyn,
You could have, though. It would have been all right.
Yeah, Mark.
See, Carolyn, you have products that really help people. Why would you want to get involved with being on the board overseeing products that don't do anything, you know?
Yeah. So, I said, why confuse people with 1,000 products
that don't work
just so you can make a 10% profit of putting them on your site? I said, it's over.
Yeah. Hey, now, Ion, I'm excited about this restructure coming out. Is that going to build muscle?
We can't say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Say yes.
No, you told us not to say. We got to keep it quiet. If we let it slip out about the amino acid stuff, then they're going to go ape crazy.
Right.
Then the He-Man barbarian people are going to go crazy. They're going to abuse it. They're going to take advantage of it. They're going to blow up like big old damn balloons. And you're going to say, Ion, we told you, do not say anything. We said, okay, we won't say anything. We didn't say anything. So let it be known exactly. We didn't say a thing.
Yeah, Bart, that's all because I want the
the restructure for people who need to eat more protein, the weak ones, which Dion hates me pampering the weak ones who need a good
sort.
He wanted it all right
scoops.
From the beginning for the crazy athletes so they could build up their pecs. That's why he's always after Bert's pecs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll do both.
He can get it. There's no question. It's good.
You know, Mark, you got to understand that it's going to do all kinds of stuff that you can't even measure.
Because it's got RNA. It has got a concentration of the eye cells in there. Sometimes you can actually feel them. They're a little gritty, a little bit of grittiness. People complain, oh, there's grittiness in here. Well, love the grit, guys. Love the grit. You got your eye cell, your eye stone, your eye block right there. You don't have to wait for the 400-pound eye block. You're drinking it.
Can you say what size canister
is
going to come in?
Let me just look. It's in the warehouse now, so it'll be soon. It's 594 gram, 22 servings.
Okay.
And it tastes awesome. It's just delicious, and there's no added sugar.
Use cold water.
I usually do protein powders, yeah. I'm almost finished with my current powder, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about Southern Company?
But, of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now...
No, Bob's not on the board. No, Bob's not on the board. He's against his rule. He won't do it. He won't do it.
I know.
But his proxies are good, though.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if you look at a chart of over the last 18 months, Southern Company is... forming a classic cup and handle chart formation, which says that it should really take off to the upside. Is this public offering that they've just announced for 32 million shares, is that going to affect the price that much?
We're hoping to bring the price down so you can buy some more. Because, see, you go back to 2012, you were bumping 40. But, see, you got a P.E. Look at your P.E. ratio. Look at your times earnings. It's incredible. You take a five-year model, and you go all the way up, just as you say, almost into a bell curve.
Yeah.
Bumping into 15, almost so it dips down, and it split. It split again at 15. That's why it went down. Now you're back up, and now you're starting to ease back down so you can buy more. Because it's getting too pricey. Because, see, you're only getting like 4.12% dividend yield. And Carolyn likes a good 5, but see, she's getting like 8 because she bought at the right price. But that really doesn't matter. But when she buys more and it drips back into it, you want it to be the maximum amount it can be because they're not paying no interest on the money checks except for there.
Okay, so both Bob and Carolyn own Southern.
Carolyn. We built the fucking place.
Bob.
No, I put Bob's name down too, Ion. I can't leave him out.
Ion, are you helping Thomas Fanning write some of his leadership principles?
Somebody had to.
Hey, one of the articles, Bob, says how to win a fist fight. You know, that's not a conventional topic for leadership principles for... the CEO of a major corporation. And another one is Barbarians at the Gate and Birds of Prey. And I'm reading this stuff and I'm going, I think Ion's putting some, pookie dust on it and helping him with his writing. But, it does.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay, if I look at the article, How to Win a Fist Fight, you prepare, you pick the right time, you hit the opponent with your best shot and first, and then you kick them when they're down. To me, that sounds like a good strategy for releasing a revolutionary product.
Yeah.
So you wait till the timing is right. You surprise the market. You cold cock the market with something never been released before. And when everyone's floundering around, especially oil and gas companies, you stick the knife in and twist it. Am I on to something there, Ion?
You are.
I won't go any further.
You are. It's a beautiful day.
I won't go any further.
Okay.
Where do you see the new split? Where do you see the split?
Okay. So that's good there. You know, I'm just thinking, random things are coming in my head. And, Bob, you talked, maybe I shouldn't bring this up with Carolyn there. But
that's funny. You hear that? You hear that? He'll smote his damn ass.
Hey, why is everybody so afraid of me? What's going on?
You're the sharpest machete in the shed. That's why.
Hey, you know, you were talking. I made a note months and months ago. You were talking on one of the shows about when you and Carolyn. I think you went to a state at a monastery. And you were talking about how you think the guy was spying on you at night in your room.
In Venice, yeah. The monk was spying on us as we faked our lovemaking in front of him.
Oh, how nice.
That was in the
60s. That was so nice.
Oh, how sweet.
We were the Secret Council 10 back then, Mark. We were intelligence agents. We were watched all the time.
CKLN.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead, Mark. What about it?
I think that guy made a movie of you guys, because a couple years later, the movie Bob Carroll, Ted and Alice came out.
No, that movie out before. That movie came out in 69.
When was this event? Later?
In 72. In 72.
Bob,
on
there's
way
no
to the
time.
Music Olympic.
Bob, there's no such thing.
Okay, yeah, okay, all right.
But anyway,
you understand.
Look, he's got some glib cliched archetypes, too. Look, it's 17.8532 price per earnings. That's a pretty fine ratio for a split.
That's a good one.
You mean when it's split?
Today,
that's awesome.
No, it's now.
I'm going to sell
right
my stock and then buy again when it's
split.
Start
over again, yeah.
No, you won't. You'll still gain it because whatever it divides into, you still have the shares, and you're getting 4.31% dividend yield at this price point. So it's all good. It's good. Nobody hurts. What you really have to watch is how much the volume is. It runs about 4 to 7 million shares every day. 4 to 7 million shares every day. You just watch it. And then when
Southern
it starts bumping and bumping.
Southern Comfort.
Then what happens? You watch it like a blow. And it's like the scales on your, the seismograph that does the seismic activity.
Yeah, the Gaia hypothesis, Thompson quadrant.
And so your after hours just got it going up a little from $51.96 a share.
Well, I'm glad, Mark, that you're thinking deeper about us. Yes, the deeper you go, the more you understand. This is what Roxy's learned.
The more you understand that there is nothing, and they're not going to tell you, and that you should have bought. Bob says, we told you to buy VMware at $47 a share. It's now $72.84. We told you that the EMC Square deal was not going through, that Michael Dell was not going to use VMware's money to pay for it. We told you to buy Kinder Morgan at 12.5. We wanted it at 11, but at 12. 12.5, but now it's $22.28 a share, and it's paying a pretty spectacular, wonderful dividend. It always has 2.24% on a very small price share, which is trading 34.9385 times price per earnings. It's pretty sweet, so just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, so, Mark, let me just bring a few other people in.
That was engaging. Thank you very much. We nutted a little bit. It was nice.
Ion came in there, Mark. Pretty good.
Yeah, I had one more thing for Ion. I don't know if...
they're going to buy Colorado Interstate. Yes, they are going to buy it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas. Is that C.F. Polyon?
What do you want?
Ion, the gassy Noel.
The gassy Noel.
What are y'all talking about?
Pussy.
Gassy Noel? I don't get it.
I'm moving on. We're talking about pussy right now. We're speaking of vaginas. We're talking about vaginas.
Do you have a question, Polyon? You've never talked to
Ion. Is there a uterus?
Okay, ask a question. Quiet, Ion. Let him ask a question.
No, can't. Okay, come on.
I just called in to hang up on you.
Oh, how nice. So thoughtful. So thoughtful.
So what do you want? Ask your question. I don't know what my question is. That was my question.
Okay.
What is my question?
We said vaginas, and is there a uterus among us? And we said yes. So that's your question, and we answered it, and good for you. Congratulations.
Okay. Awesome. I'll go fuck off and die.
That's so nice. Remember, the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you.
So just fall backwards.
Bang goes the dynamite. Yeah. Or go out in the, go out in the streets and let the police shoot you in the head. That's great. You can make the news that way. You can be famous, as Marshall McLuhan says, for minutes. That's what McLuhan gets. That's what Marshall McLuhan gets.
Leave him finally?
But hopefully, if she's smart, she'd have already left.
No, they're giving up on guns. They've got, they've got robot-activated bombs now.
And if that doesn't work, you can always go with Xanax.
Fuck that. Right. I've been on that.
Who else?
I'm off.
See, that's what I'm talking about. But I mean, do a couple hundred of them. It's good.
The heck with it. I'm not going to let anybody else talk to Ion. Fuck that. Let's just have Ion babble off to anybody who happens to be on here.
Hey. We tear it up on the weekends.
I have a quick one.
We love a quickie, honey. Come on.
Why is the dividend and yield showing not applicable?
In what?
On Yahoo Finance for ESSO.
Oh, we can't use Yahoo. They stole. Marissa Myers lost that. It's gone. There's nothing left.
Is that
don't
why?
Use Yahoo.
It's gone.
It's now Verizon. It's Verizon now. It's gone. It's over.
So what should I use?
Scottrade. Google. Try Google or Scottrade. Scottrade is good. It'll tell you nice things.
Scottrade. Okay.
Non-applicable. Lord suffering cats.
I know.
They, you know, they're
okay,
not traded.
All right, thanks.
Hey, let's go back to Mark. Okay, Mark, you're back on.
Yeah. You know, Ion, I was a little surprised that...
You weren't surprised. You were taken aback. There's a difference.
I was taken aback. You know, you told someone recently that regarding Renew, that whatever you do, don't put some on your TT. And I remember a couple years ago you were saying, put some on your TT.
Let's change. It's better now. It's over the top now. That's when it was less. It was not as potent as it is now. Now it'll get you going. You won't need it.
Okay, because a couple years ago I tried that with mixed results and nothing.
I can only imagine. Yeah, it'll be shocking, wouldn't it?
Well, nothing happened to my TT, but my left thumb was stiff for 2 months, so...
Better know it. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, God.
Instead of Viagra, you got into the Niagara. You just got a stiff. You got a stiff neck.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you talked about calling everybody you know. With
privacy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we won't pursue this anymore.
It's okay. We don't mind. We like genitalia. Genitalia is all right with us. It don't bother us. We don't steer us. It's all right.
Hey,
it's all right.
Hey, I'm just randomly thinking of things until someone else jumps in. But, you know, you're talking to Bert about his pecs and skull crunchers.
Yeah, he has this body that you just can't believe. It's like molded. He changes it and it goes up and down. He takes like the little clown where it makes the balloons. They take him, blow up a long stick balloon, looks like a big old giant donkey penis, and then they twist it up and they make it into a little dog, and then they twist it up and they make it like a little horse, and then they twist it up and they make it a little monkey, and they twist it up and make it like a little man smoking a cigarette with a cigar with a candy striper sitting on his knee.
I've never seen that.
The little thing that popped up. Well, you should look around a little bit. It's pretty invasive. It's wonderful what you can see when you look. Anyway,
that's weird. What's a balloon?
That. He blows it. It is a piece of latex that has lighter or bulge out when it's tied off.
I thought that was a condom.
Well, now, condominium to what you buy in South
this
Florida.
This is going to be good.
Nothing worse than a used condominium. Yeah, condominiums you should just rent. You should never buy a condominium. You don't have any function to that. Prophylactics are not
okay,
like that.
Keep talking like that, and I'm going to be off like a used condom.
See, bang, there it goes, there it goes. Nothing we could do. So then you come back to the point where you have to know something. And if you're noting something, you got to know something. If you know something, you got to figure on something. The figure ground becomes the mystery landscape where you gauge your questions you ask by. When you ask your questions,
what if I know nothing?
By, those are things you don't know. Well, that's the point. That's how you know everything that you can't know. Because if you know nothing, then you ask everything. So everything becomes, because everything that you know is only based on what you accept. As you accept it, it never comes back to the place that you've been.
Then what should I invest in?
You're going.
What should I invest in? I have no money.
Bob,
L, you forgot the L. SOL,
well,
shit out of luck.
You may be shit out of luck, but CYA equals E and O.
What about CFA?
Well, CFA's okay, but it's your fucking ass, so it's all right with us.
Oh, shit. Speaking of which, I just fell over a grill. No, I tried to call in earlier because I was in Aurora, Texas, at the graveyard where the alien is buried, but Bob wouldn't take my call, so I'm
home now. You know, life's a bitch and then you die.
It's cool, though. There's bees in the tree right next to aliens.
Ion, this is good Aurora.
And Bob's still not.
What? Why?
Bob's still not an American citizen, so we're gonna have to deport him somewhere.
Taste it. You'll have to lick him and see what he tastes like. See if he still has. We wiped all the Canadian off of him. Maybe we have.
Why didn't you die earlier, Bob? It sounded like you were about to die, and you let us down. You didn't die.
Well, it really crossed. He wasted $100,000 worth of Renew when he poured it in the bathtub to see what it was like, and then pulled the cork and let it all go. That's terrible.
Renew.
See, now we're, yeah, he's been a bathtub
Renew
full of it. It's his bottom product.
Viagra?